Radio.Dominican.edu. This is it, folks. We're ready to go. CalPAC basketball coming at you from the Conlon Center. Stuart Horn on Radio.Dominican.edu. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Tonight's CalPAC doubleheader is the Penguins taking on the Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy, located in Vallejo, California. Cal Maritime is a unique and specialized campus of the Cal State University system that offers students bachelor's degrees in business administration, facilities, engineering technology, global studies and marine affairs, marine engineering technology, marine transportation, and mechanical engineering. Cal Maritime is one of only 7 degree-granting maritime academies in the United States and the only one on the West Coast. The Keel Haulers, and if you don't know what keel haul means, I'll get to it at some point during the broadcast. Very exciting, the origin and the meaning of keel hauler. But you don't want to be keel haul, let's put it that way. Penguins are in the house. And the Lady Keel Haulers are here. Now, both teams' fans are 3-5 in conference. And tonight's matchup is pretty huge. Penguins managed to stay in the conference rankings, getting past Menlo a couple of nights ago. The Oaks were in town, and it was a CalPAC sweep for the men and women. And that was huge. But tonight, well, here we go again. Because at this point in the season, you don't want to suffer too many losses, and the Penguins really can't afford another one if they want to stay in it. And believe me, they want to stay in it. And Maritime's going to want to stay in it as well. Tonight's referees from the NAIA, Craig Goldberg, Don Williams, and Pete Basilio. You're listening to live CalPAC basketball on radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. We're just about a minute away from the national anthem, and we'll get to the starting lineup shortly thereafter. So sit back and relax. Tray tables in their upright and stowed positions. As we get ready for a CalPAC doubleheader right here at radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Currently 5:26 p.m. on Saturday, the 19th of January, 08. And that's 5:26 p.m., fans, for those of you listening abroad. Shout out to the Ukraine. And we're ready for the national anthem, fans. For those of you listening at home, please rise. The national anthem is behind us. The game is ahead of us. 20 minutes on the overhead. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Starting lineups now to be announced right here at the Conlon Center, radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting live from Dominican University of California, the home of the Penguins. For Cal State Maritime, under head coach David Covell in his fourth year, assisted by Jennifer Yountner, fifth year, Katie Maddox, Josie Alexander, and Pat Moreland, the Keel Haulers come into the Conlin Center. 3 wins, 5 losses in conference. The starters for the Keel Haulers. Number 3 is Nakia Watson, a 5'7" senior out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Number 13 is Lauren Westbrook, a 5'9" sophomore from Sacramento. Number 25, Jessica Dillman, a 6'1" junior. She's out of Apple Valley up there, up Highway 80, just past Sacramento, up in the foothills. Number 33 in the top scorer is Kenaya Thurman, a 5'8" sophomore out of Sacramento. And number 42 is Ariel Gatton, a 5'11" freshman from Cotati. Your starting lineups for the Cal Maritime Keel Haulers. All 5 of the starters have come over for a handshake with the head coach of the Penguins. That is Brianna Chambers. Coach Chambers is in her first year. She's assisted by Denisha Prophet, Ron Greenberg. And Prophet and Greenberg both in their first years with the Penguins. So a fresh coaching squad right here for the Penguins. And the starters for the Mighty DUs. Number 12 is Vanessa Miller, the 5'7" junior out of Costa Mesa. Number 15 is Shelly Clarmenko, a 5'10" sophomore, the hometown girl Clarmenko out of San Rafael. Number 20 is Alicia Flatten, the point guard. She's a 5'6" sophomore out of Hayward. Number 25, JJ, Jennifer Jackson, a 5'6" senior out of Englewood. And number 44, the leading scorer for the Penguins, Olivia Williams, a 5'10" senior out of Vallejo. So the Penguins are out on the floor now. The Keel Haulers are out there getting stoked. And I'm pretty stoked for this broadcast. Both teams 3-5 in conference, and the Keel Haulers beat the Penguins last time these two teams met. That was up in Vallejo. And the Penguins were away. And the Keel Haulers got them. Keel Haulers bringing in only 7. But those 7 can play. And both teams are out on the court now. We're ready for the tip-off. Craig Greenberg in the middle to throw it up. And he does so. He tips it out. And the Penguins attacking that southern hoop. Moving from our right to left. Get the ball for the first time. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your keyboard. And it's a throw from Jennifer Jackson, a low bounce pass, has gotten in the way by one of the Keel Haulers. It's knocked out of bounds. I believe it was Nakia Watson who knocked it out. Penguins on the inbound, short side. We're only 15 seconds into it, no score. Left side, Penguins work it. Clarmenko inside, and Clarmenko is rejected by Jessica Dillman. Dillman gets a hand on it, and the Keel Haulers take the rebound. Or the turnover, I should say. There was never actually really a shot. Clarmenko wasn't really able to get it out of her hands. Now the Keel Haulers work the perimeter. Watson on the way. Watson buries a deuce from the right side. And the Penguins trail by 2. 19:20 to go in the first half. CalPAC doubleheader fans. 19:17. Both teams tied in conference right now at 3-5. Flatten has the ball on the right wing. She takes a pretty dastardly screen from Williams. And the Penguins work it indoors to Miller. And another block. That's Dillman with 2 rejections early. We're not even 1 minute into it, and Dillman's already thrown up the arms twice and got all ball. Penguins will have it on the short side, right under the hoop. Inbounds from Flatten to Williams. Left side, Flatten on the way. 3-ball, air ball. Flatten opens things up with oxygen. Lauren Westbrook pulls it down. Westbrook hands it off to Watson. Left side is Thurman. Thurman goes top of the key to Gatton. Back over to Watson. Uh-oh, down low. Thurman on the way, missed it. Williams with a rebound. 2-0 Penguins trail, but now they're on offense. Flatten gets it up to Williams down low. Or Miller, check it. Miller with a shot, missed it right. 18:28 to go. Miller couldn't get it to go. Now here's a jumper by Watson. Watson's deep, hauls it down. No, the Penguins come up with it. Jennifer Jackson now has got it. Jackson takes it the length of the court. Uh-oh. Jackson almost gave it away, but she held on to it. Now she gets it into Flatten down low. Flatten with the dish to Olivia Williams, and 2 points goes down for Williams. Here's your control. Williams hammers it home. Right side now, Maritime's got it. Here's Westbrook on the wing. Left side now, Thurman. She's top of the key. She's got flat and plaster to her. Now she trips. Oh, no, they call it on Flatten. And Thurman has a foul against her committed by Flatten. Flatten just stuck a leg in there. Two all. 17:54 to go. Quick up and in. And a three ball's hammered home by Westbrook from the left line. Holy cow, way out there in the corner. Now Flatten. Now Coach Brianna Chambers called the timeout, fans. 5-2 DU trails, and Chambers hates what she sees so far. I think Flatten had a legitimate beat there. She didn't really put too much of a trip on Thurman, but she was rung up for it anyway. Hey, flip that mic on. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me now in the opulent broadcasting area as we look down on center court from high atop the eastern wall here at the Conlon Center, looking down on the area of play. Practically down on the middle is Brandon Davis. You hear me. If you're a longtime listener to DU Radio, you hear me say Brandon Davis is in the house. Well, he's really in the house. B, what up?
How you doing, sir?
All right. It's great to have you. Sitting in, Brandon Davis, ladies and gentlemen, sitting alongside. Been with the basketball program, what, about 6 years now? Seven?
7 years,
Brandon Davis. All right. Very good. B. Dave might be talking every once in a while. You never know. I might ask him some stuff. We're back underway now. As the Penguins ended, the timeout has come. Flatten across the timeline. She gets it over to Miller. Miller now back to Flatten straight away. Thinks three ball. Doesn't want to do it. Here's a jumper from the right elbow, and Flatten buries the deuce. 5-4, Penguins trail. Inbounds Watson in the backcourt. Watson's going to bring it up right across the middle of the place. Watson now goes right, fakes left. Goes left. Gets it over to Thurman. Now top of the key, Gatton. Uh-oh. Here's the give and go to Watson. An easy layup. Oh, man, the Penguins gave that one up. That was a gift. 7-4. Penguins trail. Last time these two teams met, the Penguins got smoked. And Maritime's only got seven players. Penguins very deep with about 14. Straight away now, Miller. Miller thinking three ball. She doesn't want to do it. They get it indoors to Williams. Williams top of the key. Williams now the turnaround jumper. High off the glass. Doesn't get it. Hauled down by Gatton with the rebound. 16:50 to go. 7-4. DU trails. Here's Watson right across the D in the middle of the house. Left side now is Westbrook. Westbrook gets it back over to Watson. Watson's sinking three. She's got JJ on her. Oh, Watson. Watson lowers the shoulder and slams it home. JJ hits the deck. And the foul is called against Jennifer Jackson. So that's the second team foul of the Penguins. Inbounds, Thurman, right side, now is Westbrook. She drives it in. Oh, she heaves it across the court, but it's broken up. Now it's 2-on-1, Jennifer Jackson, right side, layup. Jackson gets it to go and one. Jennifer Jackson goes coast to coast and amid heavy traffic, she was able to draw the whistle. 7-6, Penguins trail, Jackson to tie at 16:27, radio.dominican.edu. Jackson on the way. 7 up. Brandon Davis is drinking one right now. 16:27 to go, fans. 7 all. And here's Maritime Academy across the middle. The Keel Haulers are in the house. This promises to be a great game. You win this game and you're still in it. And Jackson hits the deck. Jackson's lying on the floor writhing in pain. And the referees don't give her a break. But she's looking for a bleeder. Jackson's down there as Krumick gets ready to come in. Krumick is brought in, number 4. That's Chelsea Whale's old number.
Yeah. Looks like she caught a bit of an elbow to the face.
Well, she did. She took a left elbow. I think it was from Watson. Watson nailed her right in the lip, and Jennifer Jackson comes up. She was lying on the floor, and they kept play going. Usually they'll slow things down. Uh-oh. That was not a very good inbounds. You might have heard the thud in the background as Watson brought it in. She was looking for Westbrook. Westbrook was not looking at Watson. And the ball went into the fourth row of the grandstand. 16:01 to go. 7-0. Here's Flatten on the unforced error. Flatten goes left side. On the elbow. Flatten drives the lane. No, missed it left on the easy. Uh-oh. A very short little play there for Flatten from about 6 or 7. Flatten was way short with it. It came back down. Olivia Williams got a hand on it. And then one of the Keel Haulers knocked it out. Short side now. Flatten inbounds. Oh, head fake. Williams on the way. Deuce. Penguins up for the first time tonight, 9-7. 15:44 to go. Stuart Horn and Brandon Davis alongside B-Day, one of the coaches on the men's team. Right side now. Oh, and it's stolen away. Krumit gets it. She flings it over to Flatten. Left side, Flatten. Flatten's thinking about it. She gets it to Williams in the top of the key. Now back outside, Flatten. Three ball on the way. Flatten. Oh, Alicia Flatten for Trey. It's a timeout.
That's good ball movement right there.
Called by David Cavell. You got to get right on that thing, man. I want to hear what you have to say. That was good ball movement, as Brandon Davis made note. Penguins 3-5 in conference. Keelhaulers 3-5. Hey, B. Dave, you know what being keelhauled means?
What does it mean?
It's something you don't want, but if you're keelhauled, now, I think this is as I understand it. Back in the day, the days of the pirates, the days of the peg leg and the hook hand and the eye patch.
Davy Crockett.
You get thrown over the side as a penalty. You have a rope tied to each side of you, and they haul you around underneath the boat, under the keel, getting dragged on the barnacles and so forth, and the keel itself. And generally speaking, you don't survive that. That's quite a penalty out on the open sea. Maritime Academy, of course. These players have to be out on the open sea up to 6 months a year.
I believe the seniors over there live in dorms that are on the boat itself.
There you go.
Shipper.
Let's call it a ship. We have to get our maritime vernacular down here. Now the keel haulers work in the perimeter. Out there, one on the shot clock. That's a violation. The Penguins with some massive defense. And Lauren Westbrook could not get the ball off in time. And the Penguins with another unforced error. They'll take it. 14:49 to go, fans. The clock rolls. B. Dave alongside for the first time in 7 years. Are you kidding me?
I think I was on one time.
Were you?
Yeah. It's been quite a while, though.
All right. Well, let's make up for it right now. 12-7, DU. Penguins trailed until it was 7-all. And then Olivia Williams canned a big deuce from the top of the key. And since then, the Penguins have been pulling away nicely. Maritime now works the perimeter again. Uh-oh. Watson almost chucked it away again, but Thurman saved it. Back over to Watson straight away. Over to Thurman, right corner now. Here's Westbrook. Westbrook, one dribble. Uh-oh. They're getting... Uh-oh, the shot clock's down to 4-3-2 on the way. And Ariel Gatton with a nice 180 move. Knocks it in very flat. Gatton powers it home 12-9. Keep the keel haulers in this thing. First half action, fans. 14 minutes to go. CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Penguin men are in first place. They're scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Here's a turnaround jumper now as Klermenko draws a foul. I thought Klermenko had a pretty easy look there, B.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. Just couldn't get it to fall, you know.
Little deep for Klermenko, but she was also fouled. So it's hard to complain about the shot. Klermenko now... Nothing but swish right there as Jennifer Jackson comes back in. Sasha Krumick back to the bench. On the floor for Coach Chambers, J.J., Klermenko, the shooter, Williams, Miller, and the point guard, Alicia Flatten. 13:48 to go as the second one goes down, 14-9. Maritime now right across the middle. Here's Watson. Watson calling out the play. Watson goes right. Now she drifts over to the left side. Here's Westbrook, left corner. Westbrook passes it back to the top. Watson has it again. 15 on the shot clock. Jennifer Jackson taps it out, and now a whistle on the pass. The pass was from Watson. She was trying to get it indoors, and the foul was called on Miller. Vanessa Miller, the 5'7 junior out of Costa Mesa. So that's the Penguins' third team foul. Here goes a three ball on the way. Watson on the way, air ball. Watson, now it's saved by, let's see here, it looks like Vernita Hubbard has come in. Yes, she has. Hubbard is a 5'8 sophomore out of San Diego. Hubbard is number 15. 13:14 to go. Klermenko's got it on the baseline. Right side missed it. Rebound, Gatton. Gatton now throws the elbows and hands it off to Watson. 14-9. We're coming up on 13 minutes exactly. Darcell Sanders gets ready to come in for Chambers. Left side, Watson. Watson's got Jennifer Jackson. It's plastered to her. Now they get it over to Clarice Ozagueda. Indoor. Oh, there's a massive rejection on Hubbard. I called it a rejection, Brandon, but in fact it was just a rejection.
Looks like they actually called a travel on that play. Williams did get a hand on it, but I guess she came up and down with it. So.
All right, Williams with another massive block. Williams, number 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number, B. 14-9. 12:40 to go. On radio.dominican.edu. Straight away now, here's a jumper from the left elbow. Doesn't get it, Williams. Out of bounds, Darcell Sanders chased it, but she couldn't catch up to it. Oh, it's out off of blue anyway. So the Penguins are going to get it about 3 feet from under the hoop. Penguins attacking that southern hoop. Inbounds, one bounce, Williams foul. She never got the shot off. Williams was in the air, and she was fouled so flagrantly that her looked like her heels came up higher than her arms. Williams the top scorer for the DUs. Williams on the line now for the two freebies. She misses this one way right. That was a clang. 14-9, 12:30 overhead. See if Williams can can this one. Williams in and out. She missed them both. Sanders comes down with it. A great offensive rebound. Sanders now hits the deck. Miller right side. Three ball Flatten on the way. Oh, she missed it left. Flatten just scored the three and another rebound by the DUs. Dominicans are working the rebounds nicely, and now a bullet pass over the top to Olivia Williams from down low. Williams right side, Kansas Deuce. 16-9 coming up on 12 minutes in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader from Dominican University of California. That's in California, as indicated by the name. For those of you that don't know, in the good old U.S. of A. Now Cal Maritime's got it. They're working the perimeter again. Boy, they really work the clock. Eight on the shot clock. They throw it into heavy traffic. And now Darcell Sanders and Olivia Williams knock it away. Sanders comes down with it. Another unforced error by Maritime. Here's J.J. Three ball on the way. Missed it way right. Down with it, Williams. Back up with it, Williams. Williams will go to the line. Williams taking a thrashing and a beating out there, B.
You know, Williams is so good at getting the offensive board and putting it back up real quick to get to draw that foul. I think she's averaging 19 a game. She's 17th in the nation right now in average.
Williams cans the first one. Get that thing closer to you like I have, please. Yeah, that way. Otherwise, I'm picking up the guys behind you. All right. Now Williams back to the line, 17-9. Well, she missed two in a row just a second ago. And no, she misses this one. That's missing three for four. Jennifer Jackson comes up with it. Jackson took the elbow to the lip earlier, and she passes it between the circles now to Flatten. Flatten gets a screen from Williams. Now the zigzag, the give and go. Outside, Flatten thought three ball. Didn't have a look. Oh, now she does. She drifts to the left. Flatten missed it short. And the rebound is taken by Lauren Westbrook, the 5'9 sophomore out of SACCO. Westbrook goes coast to coast, sends Jackson to the floor. Jackson had come set.
That's just a great play, getting position, getting there ahead of the offensive player.
Good call, B. As Jackson got down there, she came set. Lauren Westbrook slams into her with 11:04 to go, 17-9. Penguins in pretty comfortable right now. And here's a brilliant give from Vanessa Miller to Darcell Sanders. Right side, baseline, 2, 19-9, 10:48 to go. Maritime's only got seven players. So they're gonna have a tall order. Uh-oh, and now a shot goes up by Maritime Academy's Jessica Dillman, who has a brace on her right knee. Dillman was wincing in pain there, and she was kind of holding her knee. And now a sub's going to come in place of Dillman. Here's Gatton, who got the start tonight. Gatton at 5'11". She's a freshman. Dillman hit the deck, was holding that right knee that's all braced up. And it was 5-on-4, but Maritime managed to slow things down and knock the ball out of bounds. Here's Flatten with the layup right side. Flatten too much. Glass. Darcell Sanders comes up with it. Goes rolling over the top. Sanders walked with it. Sanders hit the deck pretty hard. Sanders got a bandage on her right knee that's kind of coming unflapped. One side of it's flapping around. 19-9 with 10:20 to go. Here's Watson. Oh, Watson. Watson with a travel as Jennifer Jackson got in her face. Jackson would not allow her to continue through the key, and so Watson leapt in the air. And then, she took about 18 steps, and that's 16 too many. 19-9, coming up on 10 minutes. First half action. CalPAC basketball, the Penguins on top by 10. Here's Flatten out on the right wing, too far to shoot it. Flatten's got Watson all over. Here's Jennifer Jackson now, drives the lane. Oh, Jackson drifts in, uncontested. Jackson lays it home 21-9, 9:54 to go, and a timeout now has been called by Coach Covell. Is it Covell or Covell?
I think it's Covell, but I'm not positive.
B, I look to you for positivity. Hey, Michael, is it Covell or Covell? Covell, thank you very much. Good job for the guys from the Keelhauler Men are in the house right behind us. This timeout, fans, is brought to you by TMB Sports since 1946. TMB Sports on 4th Street in San Rafael. You can find them online, tnbsports.com. Proud supporters of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams, just like Brandon Davis. 9:53 to go, fans, 21-9. Three team fouls committed by the Penguins. Five team fouls committed by the Keelhaulers. Pretty good crowd on hand, B.
It is.
Considering classes are not back in session for another 2 days.
Yeah, school starts back Tuesday. Quite a bit of break for them. So.
This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Hey, if your headphones are too loud, you're right there. 9:53 to go, fans. The end of the timeout has come on radio.dominican.edu. And the Keelhaulers will come back out. The Penguins on top, 21-9. Last time these two teams met, the Keelhaulers got the Penguins and got them good and issued them one of their five losses in conference so far. So far tonight, though, the Penguins have been looking pretty sharp. Here's Watson, right side. She flings it over to Westbrook. Now they're working the perimeter nicely. Watson drives the lane. Oh, Watson has it stripped away by Miller. Now the fast break. Williams, J.J., one-on-one. J.J. with the jumper. Too much glass. Jennifer Jackson got a little too pumped up on that. I said it was one-on-one. It was more like two-on-one. Oh, but somebody shoved her, and Jackson gets to go to the line.
Who's that foul on?
Okay, the foul is against Lauren Westbrook. Jennifer Jackson on the line, fans, and this one's good. J.J., a multi-sport star on the basketball team and a star on the soccer team. 22-9, and she gets to do it again, 2-5. 9:34 to go, Jackson on the way. Oh, in and out, back in. That one was a little bit short, Brandon, but went in anyway.
It did, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, 9:30 to go exactly, fans. Remember, the halftime extravaganza is a usual part of our broadcast here at radio.dominican.edu. That's coming up. Uh-oh. And now Dillman, who's back in there, threw it away. Uh-oh, Jennifer Jackson had it stripped away. She was thinking no look to Miller. Miller gets it anyway. Three ball, Miller! Vanessa Miller, the 5'7 junior out of Costa Mesa, buries a tray from the right side. 26-9. 9 minutes exactly to go in this one. Maritime doesn't look bad. The Penguins are just firing on all cylinders. Right side now. Three ball on the way. Uh-oh. Watson buries a tray ball. Drains it right wing from 23. Here's Jennifer Jackson on the... Oh, left side. Jackson gets it to go. Man, everything's falling for Jackson all of a sudden. Perfect from the line. Jackson, she's had that one missed layup, but she sure made up for it there. That layup from the... She came in right, juked, left side. The righty, Jackson, pours it home. Uh-oh. And now a no-look pass from Watson. She intended it to Clarice Ozagueta, and she ended up passing into the opulent broadcasting area here at Dominican, where Brandon Davis fielded it. It was a nice catch, B.
Thank you.
Good hands. 8:19 to go. 28-12. Uh-oh, Miller throws it away now. A great block by Watson. Watson has Jennifer Jackson climbing up her back. No whistle. Three ball on the way. Thurman. Oh, Thurman almost got it down. Sanders comes down with the defensive rebound. 8 minutes exactly, fans. 28-12. Maritime shooting it pretty nicely. Watson just hit that big three from the right wing. Uh-oh, the Penguins work it indoors, and now Olivia Williams gives it up. That was unforced. Thurman was there to take it away from her, but... Williams just muffed it. Now on the left side, Ozagueta. Here's a jumper. Watson, three ball, air ball.
Keelhaulers look like they're really trying to push the tempo right now, but the Lady Penguins don't need that with, you know, an 11-point lead.
Krumick getting ready to come back in along with Claire Manco. Krumick for Miller. Claire Manco for Sanders. 7:39 to go. 28-12, radio.dominican.edu. Inbounds Flatten to Jennifer Jackson. Flatten brings it up. She's standing right in the middle of the D. She goes left wing now to Jackson. Jackson goes Krumick. Krumick thinks three ball with a foot fake. Instead, a low bounce pass indoors. Klermanko, Flatten, three ball on the way, in and out. And the rebound is taken by Dillman. Dillman spins around, hands it off to Watson. Watson just scored the big three. Here's another three by Thurman on the way. She missed it short. Krumick chases it out of bounds. She'll let it bounce. It leaves the stadium, almost. Krumick's going to bring it in now on the long end. Penguins wearing their home whites as usual. Black and gold, the school colors. Bouncing right in front of us now is Jennifer Jackson. Jackson, some good ball control. Maritime pressing the issue. Left side, Krumick on the wing. Krumick wants to think three. She wanted the screen out of Klermanko, didn't take it. They get it indoors, Williams. Williams now with the jumper, no. Rebound, Watson. Hauls it in. Keel hauls it, maybe. Right side, two ball on the way. Ozagueta, long ball, no, she's deep. Taking down Klermanko with a rebound. Here's Jennifer Jackson, left side. Jennifer Jackson goes in on the right. Low bounce pass. Oh, Jackson had it stripped away, but she got it off of one bounce. And Williams was able to hammer it up there after Jackson just handed it off to her. 30-12. 6:25 to go. First half action. Cal Pack doubleheader. Now out there on the wheel. Here's Thurman. Thurman goes to Ozagueta. Right side, Watson, three ball on the way. Missed it a little bit right, taking down Shelley. Now Flatten's got it. Flatten hands it off to Krumick. Krumick with a slow floater indoors to Williams. Now she backs out. Klermanko. Krumick, right side. Oh, thinking three. Krumick now drives the lane. Left side. Krumick chucks it up. Oh, Krumick got a whistle, and I thought the ball was going to go. Krumick, the lefty, she has a little brace on her right index finger that comes and goes. Krumick, number four. That's Chelsea Whale's old number. Krumick on the way, the lefty, and that one's good. Krumick in front of a big house. Krumick, her first year with the Penguins. And now Vernita Hubbard's coming back in place of Ariel Gatton. As Krumick gets to go again, 31-12, inside of six. Krumick, the lefty, on the way, and she cans them both. And you know, B, what they say in Russia about that? Hiroshi Brusuk. That means great shot. And, of course, Krumick is from the Ukraine. 5:48 to go. How's that for preparation?
That was excellent.
Here's Watson off the glass. Watson hits the side of the backboard, and it rolls off the iron. 5:39, Hiroshi Brusuk. Left side now. Penguins thinking about it. Three ball, Krumick on the way. Hiroshi Brusuk! Three ball, left side. Krumick cans a tray ball, B. 35-12. Oh, the Penguins are absolutely having their way with it. Now Klermanko breaks it up. Krumick hands it off to J.J. Uh-oh, J.J. on the way. Ooh, the up and under, and Jennifer Jackson gets it to go. And now the head coach, Cavell, is wanting the travel call. And now here's a Watson with an air ball subsequent to Jennifer Jackson's. Oh, a warning on Cavell. A warning has been issued to head coach David Cavell. B, what's a warning? I mean, it's either a T or it's not a T.
Well, he's supposed to sit in his stand in his coach's box, and then once he's been warned, he's supposed to sit down, I believe.
I see. Well, he's not sitting, but he has been warned. Oh, she pinched it between her leg, Jennifer Jackson, and the guys behind us want to travel, and I'll tell you what, I think they have a legitimate beef. Up with it is Williams. She missed it deep, 37-12, 4:37. But Covell's arguing with the referee, and one of them didn't see it. We could see it from here. Keel Hauler guys are sitting behind us en masse. And they are letting the referees have it. It is 37-12, first half massacre so far. On the way, the turnaround jumper by Dillman, no. Penguins on offense now. After Klermanko got it, low bounce pass to Williams, but it's stripped away by Thurman. Thurman takes it, and she passes it off to Watson, brings it up the left side. Watson now in the left corner. Back to Thurman, left side. Jumper from Thurman, from the elbow, no. Down with it, Williams. 4 minutes exactly, fans. 37-12. Right side now. Oh, they fling it over to Krumick, who just had the big three. But that was from Alicia Flatten, and Flatten was not able to find Krumick. Krumick was leaning to her right, and the ball went out off of her left hand. B, 3:55 to go. 37-12. Penguins are in a good rhythm, huh?
They are, definitely.
All right, fans, this timeout called by David Covell. He's in his fourth season with Cal State Maritime, the Keel Haulers. He's assisted by Jennifer Yountner, fifth year, Katie Maddox, Josie Alexander, and Pat Borland. This timeout brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy today. Proud sponsors of Dominican Athletics. You can find them on the web at marinij.com. Brandon Davis is reading one right now.
Good front page story on the IJ from the men's basketball team the other night, our win against Menlo.
That's right. That was last night. We actually made the front page, and then a huge picture of Adam Chavis on page B1. It was a great story about both men and women getting past Menlo. And both of these teams tonight in this CalPAC doubleheader, the women's teams here, the Keel Haulers and the Penguins, both teams 3-5 in conference as Klermenko drives the lane. And the foul is called on Krumick. Krumick racks up her first of the evening. Off ball, Thurman will go to the line. Thurman on the way, very deep.
It's okay.
37-12, a 3:42 to go in the first half. Halftime extravaganza coming up at halftime. Thurman knocks this one down very nicely. A high majestic arc on that one, and it drops cleanly. Left side flat and thinking three ball. Now they go soft side. Krumick on the way for a long deuce. Missed it very short. Watson hauls it down for the Keel Haulers. 3:30 to go, fans. Left side now. Klermenko breaks it up. Uh-oh. Thurman got in the way of it. After Klermenko got it away, Thurman got it, and then a foul.
Who's that on?
Foul is on Shelly Klermenko. Klermenko got in the way of it, and they get it inbounds now to Thurman. Thurman over to the right side, Watson. They get it down low. Here's a turnaround jumper. Dillman doesn't get it to fall. Tipped out. Keel Haulers. Watson, left side. Watson throws it to no one, and Krumick comes up with it. I think Watson was looking for Dillman down low, but Dillman wasn't looking. Left side, JJ behind the back. No look, and Klermenko was not ready for it. It hit Klermenko right in the midsection, B, but it came off, and the Keel Haulers came up with it. It was kind of a smooth-looking play, a no-look behind the pass. The only thing was the recipient wasn't ready for it.
You know, with guards like Fladen and Jackson, your post players always have to be ready for a pass like that.
Yeah, it's a good call. Down low is Klermenko, but she wasn't looking for it. Here's a jumper by Watson. Very cleanly, Watson pounds home a deuce right over the top of Shelly Klermenko. That's not easy to do. Watson at 5'7", Klermenko at 5'10". Watson has some great hands. Bringing it up now, the DUs. Moving from our right to left, attacking that southern hoop. Uh-oh, a baseball pass from Jennifer Jackson. Gets it to Olivia Williams from the right side, and that goes to 19. 39-15, fans. Penguins have committed five fouls in the first half, seven by the Keel Haulers. Left side now is Thurman. Thurman goes back and forth. She gets it back outside to Ozagueda. Right wing now is Watson. Watson gets it indoors. Hubbard had a clean look. Here's a three ball by Thurman on the way. Missed it short. Down Krumick. Alicia Flatten now very quickly across the middle. Flatten's going to stop between the circles. She goes 360. Klermenko down low. Klermenko with a jumper. Oh, very short. And the rebound by Thurman. And the Keel Haulers going to slow things down in the backcourt. Watson, they leave Jennifer Jackson back there, but now she retreats. Miller getting ready to come back in. Left wing now is Ozagueda. And a great turnaround by Dillman. And Ozagueda with a feed. Dillman with a turnaround jumper very softly gets two. 39-17. Minute and a half to go in the first half, fans. And now the Penguins have called a timeout. That was quite a series of plays there, B.
It was. Lady Penguins looked like they relaxed a little bit on defense, so got a few points on the board for the Keel Haulers.
That's a good point. Well, when it's 39-17, I think you tend to slow things down. I mean, I think it's just a natural reaction. Of course, a coach doesn't want to see
definitely
that.
Definitely don't want to see that.
Yeah. I mean, and your humble broadcaster doesn't want to see that. But it just seems like it's the natural thing to do. A lot of people in the house tonight. Conlin Center. If you're around, fans, and you have time, you're in the local area, come on down. Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Brandon and I sitting high atop the area of play on the eastern wall of the Conlin Center, the stadium from which we broadcast these games and from which the mighty DUs have played since 2000. 1 minute and 30 seconds to go, 39-17. on this full timeout. Shout out to the Maritime Academy fans listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Be not only up in Vallejo, not only on those areas that are landlocked, but perhaps at the ship on ships at sea.
That's right.
Brought to you, as we say, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. The end of the timeout's come. 39-17, Stuart Horn, Brandon Davis. Well, the clock's already rolling, and it shouldn't be. The clock was rolling, and the ball's not in play. Oh, there's the buzzer. Now they're going to say hold on, because they need to reset that clock. Very good. That's good clock control right there, B.
That is. Good crew there. You know, Justin Jarvis.
Absolutely.
On the shot clock.
Justin
also
Jarvis.
Cross player.
Good call. Is that right?
It is.
He's a senior.
He's a captain this year also.
Good call, B. 39-17. Here's Miller. She's got it. After Jackson had it, now Krumick between the circles. Krumick drifts left. Krumick's a lefty, B. I don't know if you knew that. Oh, now a bullet pass from J.J. to Williams. Williams is shoved out of bounds. She was keel-hauled right there, B.
Oh, that was ugly right there.
But she'll go to the line. 1:12 to go, fans. 39-17. And here comes good old 44 to the line. Jennifer Jackson in the backcourt to have a word with the coach. Williams cans the first one sweetly. Williams, one of the all-time great DU women players. Now she misses this one way right. That was a kiss of death I gave her.
Oh.
40-17, the DU's on top. Now Maritime working the perimeter. Ozagueda, she gets it to Watson, the point guard. 22 on the shot. Westbrook goes top of the key. Watson right side. Uh-oh, Watson was looking at the low bounce pass to hit Hubbard. She gave it away to Miller.
Good hand from Krumick to get in there and knock the pass away.
Krumick makes the most of her minutes. I'll give her that. She already hit a big three earlier. She hit a big three in that game a couple nights ago against Menlo, where the Penguin women were victorious. And now Darcell Sanders rattles one home after a pass from Krumick. 36 seconds to go in the first half, fans. 42-17. Backcourt Penguins, full court pressure. Across the middle, Watson. Watson, oh, the alley and ooped it. Out of bounds, 26.4. There was a lot of alley there, B, but no oop. It was more like oops, and the Penguins come up with it. 26 seconds. The Penguins are going to try and get one more shot off. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds now. Jennifer Jackson way in the backcourt, taking her time. 42-17. Jackson goes right, left, right, left. Jackson now, low bounce pass. Krumick on the left wing. Back to the top to Olivia Williams. Miller out there thinking three. Back to, oh, the right elbow. Outside to Krumick, slips. Krumick now with a high bounce pass. Three on the shot clock, stolen away by the keel haulers from Krumick. And that's the end of the half, fans. 42-17, the Penguins on top in the first half as both clubs head out to the clubhouse. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Brandon and I will be back in about 10 minutes with the halftime extravaganza, complete with all of the statistics and all the other stuff I can think to come up with. For now, we'll send it back to the station for the best of Indians unsigned on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Fans, the halftime extravaganza brought to you each and every halftime of every broadcast of radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you on the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. In the first half of play for the Keel Haulers, shooting 30% in the first half. Jessica Dillman was 1-for-4 indoors with 2 rebounds. Ariel Gatton, she's 1-for-1 with 2 rebounds. Nakia Watson was 4-for-10 with 1-for-5 outside and 4 rebounds. Lauren Westbrook, 1-for-1 indoors, 1-for-1 outside, and 5 rebounds. Kenaya Thurman was 0-for-5 from the field, 0-for-3 beyond. She was 1-for-2 for the free throws, and she had 1 rebound. Clarice Ozagueda was 0-for-1 from the field, and Vernita Hubbard was 0-for-1 from the field, although she did pull down 2. Keel Haulers were 2-for-9 outside at 22%, 7-for-23 indoors for 30%, and a total of 17 points. For the Penguins, Olivia Williams was 5-for-9 indoors. She didn't try anything outside with 5 rebounds. Shelly Klarmanko was 0-for-3 inside, but Klarmanko hauled down 3. Vanessa Miller, 1-for-2 from the field, 1-for-1 outside the arc, and 1 rebound. Alicia Flatten, 2-for-8 inside, 1-for-5 outside. And Flatten, no rebounds. Jennifer Jackson, 4-for-7 from the field, 0-for-1 outside. 3-for-3 from the line. And she had 2 rebounds. Sasha Krumick, 1-for-2 from the field. She also hit a 3-ball. And she had a rebound. Darcell Sanders, 2-for-2 inside Sanders. Good work there. And she had 4 rebounds. Penguins shot 15-for-33, 46%. 3-for-8 outside the arc for 38%. We have about a minute and a half to go on radio.dominican.edu. Tonight's halftime extravaganza brought to you by the Mechanics Bank. At 904 4th Street in San Rafael, the Mechanics Bank can be found at www.mechbank.com. MECHBANK.com. As mentioned at the top of the broadcast, our referees from the NAIA, Craig Goldberg, Don Williams, and Pete Basilio, as the Penguins are taking on the Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy. Both teams back out on the floor now, concluding their halftime warm-ups. Penguins are smiling. Flatten and Williams and Jackson are out there just smiling like crazy, along with Miller and Klarmanko, and now, as the Keel Haulers come out onto the floor, the Penguins put on their game faces. It's going to be Maritime Academy ball in the top of the second half of this CalPAC doubleheader, coming to you live from Dominican University of California, the Conlon Center, the beautiful Conlon Center, opened in 2000 with a capacity of 1,285. And we're back underway, fans, and a nice layup goes up by Thurman. She missed it after making her way through a couple of Penguins on the inbounds. The Penguins now in quick transition. Penguins moving left to right now from the Q to the P on your keyboard. Here's Williams down low. Williams back outside. Flatten, 3-ball on the way. Flatten missed it a little bit left. Miller down with it. Miller goes back up with it. No whistle. Now she gets the whistle. She hit the bottom of the rim. And Vanessa Miller will go to the line. 19.5 to go, fans. We're just 26 seconds into the second half of action, and Miller's already on the line. She gets 2. On the way, deep. Back at her. Klarmanko now. The conciliatory low 5. Penguins get no points out of that, though. Miller wants to try it again, and she gets a chance to. And she does, and she buries it. 43-17. Holy cow. And this same group of Keel Haulers beat the Penguins last time out. Now left side, Keel Haulers working the perimeter. They work it indoors, Dillman. Dillman gets it down low to Gatton. Gatton gets the whistle. And that's on Klarmanko. Klarmanko with a foul and Gatton on the line. Gatton missed it way right and way deep. 5'11 freshman is Gatton out of Cotati. It's up there by Sonoma. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's in Sonoma County. She missed him way short. Uh-oh, and Jennifer Jackson comes down with it. Gatton almost falls on top of her. Jackson does hit the deck. And the Penguins work it down there as Jackson jumps back to her feet. Jackson now goes left side. Now Klimenko indoors. They zigzag it over to Jackson. It goes into the Penguin bench. That was thrown behind Jackson. Jackson just put an arm up. All she could do was slow it down. 43-17. Jackson took one right in the an elbow right in the lip earlier in this game. It seems like Jackson always gets knocked around pretty good. Jackson's a tough player, though. 43-17. She always seems to stay in there. Seen Jackson severely injured many times over the years, the senior Jackson. And now this one's thrown away by Dillman. Dillman was trying to hit Watson out there on the western side of the Conlin Center. As Jackson flips the ball up with her feet only. Jackson, a star on the soccer team. She flipped the basketball up, soccer style. All right, left side now is Jackson, way out on the wing. She's at about 24, doesn't want to do anything with that. Now Williams has got it. 18:30 to go. Klimenko with a turnaround jumper. Klimenko off the right shoulder doesn't get it to go. Oh, but Jackson emerges one on five. Here's a three ball flat and right wing. Missed it way short. It wasn't way short. It was just a little bit short. She had good direction. Poor distance. 18:13 to go. Here's Watson. Watson brings it up. 43-17. Now they get it over to Gatton. Gatton goes off the glass a little too high. Miller strips it away from Dillman, and Dillman will go to the line. Part of that strip included a shove. With 18:04 to go, they get it in very quickly under the hoop. And a three ball goes down by Westbrook. Lauren Westbrook, the 5'9 sophomore out of Sacto. Miller now brings it up and across the line, and Miller travels with it. Miller was defended nicely by Dillman. Dillman forced that travel all the way. Here's Watson, left side, with the jumper hanging, yes. Oh, man, what a play that was. Watson buries a deuce with a very soft jumper from the left side on the baseline. 43-22. All of a sudden, the way that the Keel Haulers are shooting the ball and the way the Penguins are giving it away, they're not out of it yet. And now, here's a three ball by Olivia Williams. It's deep. Taken down by Klimenko. Indoors on the very nice shot. A very nice assist there by Alicia Flatten. Gets it indoors to Olivia Williams, who's right under the hoop, and she buries a deuce. So Williams shoots a three, comes back, and picks it up from the middle of the key. 45-22. 17-12 to go. Watson goes top of the key. She gets it to Thurman. Thurman two steps and throws it away. Falling on it is Miller. And then the Keel Haulers get it back, and now an air ball is chucked up by Dillman. Dillman was all alone under the hoop, had a clean look at it. Now the Penguins on the fast break. One bounce, they give it off to JJ. No whistle. Jackson gets her own rebound. Klimenko from the right side. Klimenko gets it to go from eight. 47-22. Great play there by Klimenko. Boy, that was sweet. Shelly Klimenko took a great pass from Jackson. Now a low bounce pass to Dillard. And Alicia Flatten steals it away and then trips Alicia Flatten. Jessica Dillman had it, the 6'1" junior out of Apple Valley. And then creeping up her back was Alicia Flatten, who swiped it away. 47-22. 16:34 to go in this one, fans. Second half action, both teams with two team fouls. Now the Penguins get it down low. Alicia Flatten with an alley-oop to Olivia Williams, but Williams was right under the hoop, and she threw it up and hit the bottom of the basket. And the Keel Haulers pick it up on the rebound. Here's Westbrook, right side. She gets it over to Gatton, goes top of the key. Uh-oh, it's stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. It's Jackson and Gatton. Jackson left side with a jumper, and she gets it, and she gets the foul. Jennifer Jackson with a fist pump. Jackson now slapping everybody down low. Jackson with a deuce and one. 49-22. And now an official timeout for a second. She's only going to get one here. 16:07 on the clock, which will roll if Jackson misses. On the way, JJ, in and out. And now the clock rolls, 16:06. Rebound, Gatton. Hand off, Watson. Right across the middle, Watson between the circles. Watson now, bouncing back and forth. 15:57 to go. Watson top of the key. Watson gets a nice screen. Now a two ball on the way, very deep. Hauled down by Miller. Watson shot it from the right elbow. Now Miller to Klermenko, right side, Klermenko, no whistle, Klermenko back up with it, taken down by Miller, very physical. Miller goes outside of the right wing, JJ down low, off the glass, Jackson! Great assist there by Alicia Flatten. The timeout's been called by the Keel Haulers. This timeout brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located in Montecito Plaza in San Rafael, right there on 3rd Street. Don't forget, Puentes Taqueria caters. Proud supporters of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. You can find them at Puentes.com. Say hi to Bobby, the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria. All right, folks. We do have a timeout. Both teams, as mentioned. This is a big game for both teams. It's in conference. Penguins are 3-5 after that massive win over the Oaks Menlo College just two nights ago. And the Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy come in. Keel Haulers are 3-5. So this game has huge implications. If you win this one, you're still right in the thick of things as far as the conference is concerned. You lose this game and things only become tougher. As is always the case, as the season starts to wind down. Going back out on the floor, Klermenko, Williams, Miller, Jackson, and Flatten for the Mighty Penguins. For Maritime Academy, it's Westbrook, Watson, Gatton, Thurman. And Vernita Hubbard re-entered the game. 15:30 to go, fans. 51-22. Jessica Mock getting ready to come in for the DUs. Over to the right side, now is Watson. Watson fires it indoors. Here's a nice turnaround jumper. And that one goes down by Lauren Westbrook. Boy, right in the paint. She had a perfect assist by Watson. Westbrook just batted it away on a pass from Jennifer Jackson, but Jackson got it back. Jackson drives the lane. Oh, Jackson slams on the floor. Jackson with a massive hipper. 15 minutes exactly. It's stolen away. Jackson, no whistle. Watson's got it. Now she goes left wing to Thurman. Thurman drives the lane up against Klermenko. Thurman gets a shot off. Klermenko sticks a hand up and blocks it, no whistle. 51-24, 14:45 to go. Left side Miller, one bounce. Flatten, back to Klermenko. Klermenko top of the key. Flatten thinking three ball. She doesn't want to do it. Now they get it down low. Stripped away from Olivia Williams, but she gets it back. Williams goes up with it and hits the side of the backboard, gets a whistle. 14:35 to go. Darcell Sanders also getting ready to re-enter. After Williams fires one. Williams very short, not even close. Miller back to the bench, and Mock will come in her place. Jessica Mock, a 5'4" freshman out of San Francisco. And Klermenko hits the bench. And Darcell Sanders re-enters in her place. Watson now throws the ball off to Azagueta. Now they go left side. Thurman, top of the key. Now driving in is Watson. Watson drives the lane. No. It's tipped out. Watson gets it back. Watson now in the right corner. She flips it off. Now out on the perimeter. Oh, the Keel Haulers had a very clean look down low, but they couldn't get the shot off. Watson, three ball on the way. Missed it way right. Mock's going to chase it down. No, Watson got in the way of it first. And Jennifer Jackson steals it away. Now it's Jackson. Jackson all alone with Watson. Jackson with an easy layup. Jennifer Jackson is so cool under pressure. And she had three Keel Haulers climbing up her back. She looked around, got her bearings, and fired it home. Right side, easy layup. 13:40 to go. 53-24. Now Maritime's got it on the left wing. They have nowhere to put it, 12 on the shot. Here's Watson. Goes right side to Westbrook. Now into the corner, 7 on the shot. Driving inside. Uh-oh, now they throw it out of bounds. Penguins get the ball on the turnover. Oh, wait a minute. They call the tip on Olivia Williams. Williams is arguing it. She doesn't like the call. There's 4 on the shot clock. Maritime Academy's going to bring it in. They've only got 4 seconds, and I don't know if they know it. Inbounds now, Thurman. She gets it indoors. They did know it. Gatton with a turnaround jumper doesn't get it to fall. Mock chases it out of bounds. And Maritime's going to get it again. As Mock, it came off of Mock's knees. So now inbounds, the shot clock resets. Maritime with some good ball control around the perimeter. Watson, three ball on the way deep. Now it's hauled down, and they get it back. Vanita Hubbard gets it. Left side, Ozagueda. Oh, top of the key, stolen away again by Jennifer Jackson. Right side, Jackson with a layup. Straight away, Jackson, no backboard. 55-24, Jackson's having a night. Jackson is scoring all over the place. Maritime Academy now, straight away. Left side. Uh-oh, and the first jump ball of the game has been called. No. Darcelle Sanders got wrapped up in there with Naki Watson. And they call a foul against Sanders? I think so. 12:56 to go. Three ball. Goes up by Maritime. Nothing. That was very short by Thurman. Quick up and in. Here's Flatten with the runner. Flatten with a stutter step runner in the air. Left side off the glass, good. 57-24, the Penguins are really looking good here. At this point in the season, what a time to be playing so well. They didn't start so well, but they're sure playing well tonight. I mean, everything's going down. And it looks like a timeout's been called by Maritime Academy. David Cubble in his fourth season. He's assisted by Jennifer Yount, Katie Maddox, Josie Alexander, and Pat Boylan. With 12:27 to go, it's 57-24, fans. Three team fouls committed by the Penguins in the second half. Four team fouls committed by the Keel Haulers in the second half. And the Penguins are really starting to pull away. Penguin men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. It's currently 6:35 p.m. in California on the west coast of the good old U.S. of A. This timeout brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank. Wells Fargo, proud supporters of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams for checking and direct deposit. Check out wellsfargo.com. 12 Marin locations to serve you. wellsfargo.com. Stuart Horn with you on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Broadcasting worldwide, 12:27 to go. 57-24. Shout out to all the DU fans, alum, faculty, staff, everybody, DU community. Saw Dr. Fink in the house earlier, president of the university. It was nice to see him here with his kids. Karina Quam's come out for the Penguins. Out there with Mock, out there with Jackson, Sanders, and Miller. Quam, a 5'9" sophomore out of Auburn, Washington. We're inside 12.5, fans. Clock rolls, 57-24. Penguins on defense now. Down there on the southern end of the court. Penguins defending against the southern hoop. And a massive save by Gatton. Boy, that was masterful. For some reason, there's the buzzer's going. And that was another shot clock violation. That's the second one committed by the Keel Haulers out of Cal State University Maritime Academy. 12:09 to go. The Penguins with the unforced turnover. They'll take it. DU's now. Here comes Jennifer Jackson. Low bounce pass to Miller on the left wing. Miller drives in, goes baseline. Miller off the glass, too low. Gets her own rebound. Miller kick out, Quam. Now Mock on the way, two ball. Mock not even close. Left side, Mock had some, looked like she slipped. I don't know about Mock's footwork there. I think she may have slipped at the top of the key. Mock got it. She had an instant to look at it. Mock was a little bit short. Here goes the three ball now on the subsequent turnaround by Watson. Air ball, whistle. Darcelle Sanders gets rung up with a foul there. 57-24. So you can't call it an air ball if a foul was involved. Inbounds now to Thurman. Goes top of the key to Ozagueda. They get it back over to Thurman. Now they get it indoors to Dillman outside Ozagueda. Left side now. Driving in is Thurman. Thurman from the baseline. Thurman has Karina Quam in her face and a whistle. Darcelle Sanders looks around with disbelief in her eye. Karina Quam comes up, hobbled for an instant, but she'll probably hang in there. Quam, a sophomore, is a first year with the team. 57-24, DU's got the ball now. 11:20 and the clock rolls. Here's Jennifer Jackson now in the middle of the stadium. She gets it out there to Mock. Jessica Mock, the 5'4" freshman. Mock has it stripped away by Thurman. Thurman's going to slow things down now. Maritime Academy has it, top of the key. Ozagueda gets it right side. Here's a jumper by Watson from the right side. Missed it. Mock gets wrapped up and wrapped. Mock jumps right back up, but Hubbard was all over the top of her. Hubbard with another rebound, two in a row. No, Darcell Sanders stole it away. 57-24. Miller's got it. Left side, Miller brings it up herself. Now she'll go between the circles, Miller. It's a Jennifer Jackson on the right wing. Jackson looking all over the place. Jackson looking for Mock. She finds her at the top of the key. Mock now, up and down. Mock back off to JJ. 8 on the shot clock. Jennifer Jackson drives the baseline, steps out of bounds. She really did drive the baseline. Stepped right out. Lauren Westbrook is going to come in place of Watson. 10:27 to go, fans. 57-24. Well, if you look at the records of these two teams before the game started, it seemed like it'd be a pretty tight game, especially since Maritime whooped the Penguins last time. These two teams got together. Here's a jumper from Thurman. No. And I mean no nothing. Coming up on 10 minutes. Thurman must have been blocked or something because she missed the hoop by 2 feet. Here's a jumper by Miller on the way. No. Back down. Darcell gets it in the putback. Yes, yeah, Sanders. 33, Sanders. 2 points, Sanders. 59-24 now. Coming up on 9.5, and Krumick's getting ready to come back in. Oh, and the Penguins allowed Ozagueda to get wide open at the top of the key, and Ozagueda was waiting there. Nobody was around her, and Ozagueda buries a long deuce. 59-26, 9.5 to go. Left side, Jennifer Jackson with a foot fake. Off to Darcell. Now Jackson's got it. Top of the key, Miller with a head fake. Miller goes right side around everybody. In and out, back up. Darcell, yes. Sanders cans the putback for two. And now it's 61-26. And now Miller blocks a pass from Ozagueda intended for Westbrook. And Miller bats it into the fourth row of the grandstands. Mock comes out, and Krumick's back in there. 9:09 on the clock. 23 on the shot clock. Maritime's got it. The Penguins allow a three ball to be chucked up by Thurman. No, it's short. Darcell Sanders with a rebound. Uh-oh. And Thurman with a steal, but Thurman accidentally hit it off of her leg. She was right there as Jennifer Jackson tried to fire it over to Miller. Thurman beat the ball to intercept it on the pass, but then it rolled right down her leg and out of play. 61-26, Jennifer Jackson right wing. Penguins going to work the clock a little bit here. Karina Kwom goes to Krumick. Left side, Krumick. Krumick looking for a place to put it. Kwom, three on the shot clock. Kwom gets it up and in with 1 second to go on the shot clock. That's great use of the clock by the Penguins, 63-26, inside of 8.5. Kielhaller's going to be working it quickly now. Westbrook, left side. Oh, brother. Westbrook flung it over to Ozagueda, who couldn't handle it, and Ozagueda let it go out of bounds, right off of her hands. 63-26, and Coach Cavell has been pacing quite a bit this game. 63-26. Coach Chambers stayed in his seat the whole game just about. Krumick now right side. Krumick finds Miller down low. Miller lets it get away as Thurman broke it up again. Boy, that Kenia Thurman is tough. 5'8 sophomore out of SAC, though. Thurman can play some ball. 8:06. Inbounds to Kwom. Short side. Krumick right side, three ball on the way. Oh, Krumick missed it right. Krumick did have a big three in this game earlier. She hit a huge three against Menlo. Inside of 8 minutes now to go, fans. Thurman's got it on the left wing. Way out there. Thurman drives in. Thurman walks with it. No, a foul's been called against Thurman. So she charged into the middle there, and the Penguins were all sitting there. 7:50 to go, 63-26. Thurman's going to come out. And Ariel Gatton's back in her place, a 5'11 freshman from Cotati. Now across the middle is Jennifer Jackson, 20 on the shot clock. Jackson doesn't like the way that things look. Jackson gets it over to Miller on the left wing. Miller's got it. She goes JJ. Thinks three balls, and we're not going to do it. Throws it away. Jennifer Jackson to Hubbard. Hubbard with the steal. So Nakia Watson's going to bring it up now. We're inside of 7.5. Watson's got it straight away between the circles. She gets it to Ozagueda, left side now, is Hubbard. Hubbard back to Ozagueda. Back to the top of the key, Watson. Right side. Here's Westbrook. 8 on the shot clock. There's already been 2 shot clock violations. Now Quam knocks the ball away. Quam gets a hand on it. Vanita Hubbard comes up with it. Darcell Sanders comes out as Klarmenko comes in her place. Jessica Mock has come back in place of Miller. 63-26 inside of 7. Jennifer Jackson now brings the ball up right in the middle of the court. Jackson calling out the play. Jackson now is being guarded very closely by Westbrook. Westbrook slams into Klarmenko on the screen. Now Klarmenko's got it on the left elbow. She flings it over to Krumick. Krumick now drives the lane. Krumick left side, ball up. Yes! Krumick with a duck shot. The lefty, Krumick. Hiroshi Brusuk. 6.5 to go. Krumick buries a nice one there. Here's a right side jumper by Westbrook. That one does not go. 65-26. Now Jennifer Jackson is in the backcourt. Well, she almost backed up over the circle. Now Jackson drives right side. Jackson goes between the legs. Klarmenko down low. Klarmenko on the baseline. She's too far in. Mock's got it in the corner. Left side on the way. Krumick is fouled.
What's the call?
3 seconds in the key. Called against the Penguins. 5:56 to go, 65-26, and the shot goes up. Left side, Vernita Hubbard. Hubbard can't get it to go in a whistle. It's like the foul is called on Lauren Westbrook, the 5'9 sophomore, against Karina Quam. Quam on the line, toes the line with the right foot, left foot back a little bit, right in the center of the right foot. On the way, Quam. Yep. Backspin knocks it in there. The Penguins were ecstatic over that one going down for Quam on the way. Quam misses this one way right. 5:49 to go, fans. The clock rolls 66-26. The Penguins. Now here's the jumper by Watson as the keel haulers work the ball nicely. Watson just missed it. Klarmenko comes down with it, bounced off of her forehead. She held onto it. 17 fouls committed by the keel haulers, 4 committed by the Penguins. Miller getting ready to come back in with Sanders. Krumick's got it, 3 ball on the way. Oh, Krumick with a 3 ball! Krumick on the right wing, that's her second tray ball tonight. Krumick. Well, she's got the range down right now. Westbrook's got it. She slams into Mock. Westbrook pounds Mock to the floor. And the foul's called on Mock. The push. Well, that's a double dip, Mock. Mock picks up the foul and hits the deck. 5:08 to go, 69-26. On the way. And Westbrook cans the first one nicely. Klarmenko comes out. Sanders back in. Jackson comes out. Miller back in. 5:08 to go, 69-27. Here's Westbrook on the way, in and out. And the Penguins. And they give it to the Penguins. I thought Quam and Sanders knocked it out. 69-27, 5 minutes to go exactly. Miller across the middle. Miller works it nicely. Krumick has it on the left side, bouncing very high. Now to Quam, straight away, top of the key. 19 on the shot clock, we're inside of 5 minutes. Now Mock, down low, Sanders, with a jumper. Sanders gets the whistle, but no bucket. Foul's called against Ariel Gatton, the 5'11 freshman. Darcell Sanders to the line. Sanders a multi-sport player. She misses this one left. Sanders, a front row blocker for Roger Goodwin's volleyball team. Volleyball team this year tied for first place with Holy Names. 4:44 to go, fans. 70-27. And the clock rolls. Maritime's got it. Here's a jumper by Gatton. No. Down with it, though, is Hubbard. She hands it off to Watson. Watson gets it down low. Uh-oh, and now it goes right through the hands of Vernita Hubbard as Lauren Westbrook was falling out of bounds and threw it back in as hard as she could. It was a pretty good save there, but Hubbard wasn't ready for it. 70-27 with 4:25 to go. Oh, man, there was a massive screen set up by Darcell Sanders. Now Quam indoors, no whistle. Quam missed it. Quam didn't have a good angle on it at all. And the referees are letting these girls play now. Lauren Westbrook's got the ball. She brings it up on the right side of the timeline. She gets it over the top. Watson with a jumper. Straight away, 15. No. Now Mott gets in the face of the rebounder. But the Keel Haulers get it. Now they go indoors. Here's a jumper by Westbrook, and that one's no good. Sanders comes down with it, elbows flying. 70-27. We're inside of four. Here comes Miller. Miller's got Krumick wide open on the right side. Miller gets the whistle and gets the ball to go and gets a finger in the eye. Oh, there was a whistle, but I guess it was against Miller. I thought Miller was going to the line, 3:41 to go. And Maritime brings it up. Here's Westbrook. Westbrook with a jumper, missed it way right, tipped out by Krumick. Quam comes up with it. Here's Miller. Miller flings it across. Mock, two ball on the way. Mock, oh, in and out. Mock is a little bit short. And all the Penguin ladies came up, and they were really hoping Mock could can that one. Mock doesn't get a ton of playing time. In fact, this is the first time we've had Mock on the air, the 5'4" freshman. First time we've had a chance to mention Mock. Keep a very close eye on her game. Mock is intense. I'll give her that. She wears number 2. Mock at 5'4". Definitely part of the future of the Penguins. 70-27. We're coming up on 3 minutes. Here's a turnaround jumper by Westbrook and gets a whistle, but does not come close to the hoop. She'll go to the line. Foul is another one against Darcell.
How many is that on Sanders?
That's the third foul for Sanders. And Westbrook cans the first one, a very beautiful free throw. Thurman comes back in, Gatton to the bench. Thurman in the backcourt along with Ozagueda. Second one goes down. 70-29, 3 minutes and 3 seconds. Miller calling out the play. She brings it across the circles. Quam's got it now on the right elbow. Quam backs up. Now she takes it outside. Miller thinking three ball. She slips. Quam down low. She's too low. Uh-oh. Now she almost threw it away, but Miller got a fingertip on it and saved it. Oh. Now Miller throws the ball away after Mock set up a beautiful screen. Krumick. Oh, Krumick gets a great rejection move, but then Krumick got the whistle. Krumick with the palms to the ceiling. She thought she got all ball. Nakia Watson to the line. 70-29, 2:38, and Watson will get the two freebies. This one's good. Watson pounds home a perfecto. And here's the second one by Watson. This one's perfect. 2:38 to go. And the clock rolls. The Penguins have it in the backcourt. They're going to go very slowly up as Maritime is not applying any backcourt pressure whatsoever. 70-31. Here's Sanders at the top of the key. Sanders off to Krumick. Now Krumick goes right side Mock. Mock with a bounce pass and throws it away. Thurman got right in the way of it. Mock, it was not low enough. She hands it off to Watson, goes right side. Now the dish off to Ozagueda. Short, Sanders down with it. Ozagueda in the backcourt now with Sanders. Sanders' ponytail hit Ozagueda in the eye. The ponytail being used as a weapon, and now Miller throws it away. Ozagueda has a, Westbrook has a ponytail out there. It's long enough to fling around and create some damage. And so does Darcell. Right side now, so does Watson. And Watson's got it at the top of the key between the circles, 147 to go. 70-31, fans. And Quam steals it away. And Quam almost gave it back, but Miller came up with it. Now Miller. Miller in the backcourt. Miller very slowly. 1 minute and 30 seconds, fans. Miller almost had it thrown away. Miller now right in front of the broadcasting area. Lauren Westbrook got a hand on it. Off-ball offensive foul called on Karina Quam. Quam was standing there, and laid into Watson. Now Krumick tips it out of bounds into the Keelhaulers bench. 1:16 to go. Inbounds to Watson. Here's the left side, Westbrook, three ball. Nope, just two. Just a very long two ball by Westbrook. And we're coming up on 1 minute now. 70-33. Now Miller's got it out there. Quam. Quam on the right side. Now Krumick with a head fake. Krumick flings it over the top. Krumick's got it. Now Quam. Now Darcell off the glass, and Sanders pounds one more home for good measure. 72-33 with 45 seconds to go. Penguin men coming up at 7:30. And a shot on goal there by Ozaguayta doesn't go. Penguins down with it, 35 seconds. Now Miller's got it. 23 on the shot clock. Now Miller's comes up with it over to Krumick. Krumick now flings it over to Mock. Mock's got it to Darcell. Darcell with a turnaround, 23 seconds to go. Maritime's got it. Maritime's going to bring it up, 18. Maritime right side, 16. Kick out, on the way. Thurman, three ball, no. Down Krumick. Krumick's got it, and she gets a foul. Krumick hauls it down, and Vernita Hubbard fouled little old Sasha Krumick. Sasha Krumick, a 5'6" sophomore out of San Francisco. Krumick originally from the Ukraine. Krumick will go to the line now with just 11.4 seconds to go. And if Krumick makes it, the Penguins will be up by 40. And she does not make it. Darcell is right there. Darcell missed the putback. Now Darcell gets her own rebound and slams it home. 7 seconds. Six across the middle. Four, three, two. And the Penguins, here's the buzzer. The Penguins have gotten past Maritime Academy, which is not something that they were able to say prior to this game. Last time these two teams met up in Vallejo, the Penguins were beaten by the Lady Keelhaulers, but not tonight. Penguins win by 41. And the Penguins move to 4 wins, 5 losses. While the Lady Keelhaulers go 3 wins, 6 losses. Both teams coming in tonight 3-5. Penguins played beautifully. Keelhaulers didn't play badly. Penguins were just tough. Very tough. Penguin men scheduled to come up next, fans. Penguin men in first place in the conference at 7-1. And the Keelhaulers are very, very tough. The men's team has been listed as being one of the teams you must get past in order to make your way to the top seed in the conference. We'll see if the Penguins can do it. And that's coming up, scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off. But it's going to come earlier than that. It looks like it's going to come at exactly 7:15. So we'll take a short break, send it back up to the studios for a little Indian unsigned music. 7:15 is going to be the tip-off time for the Penguin men and the Keelhaulers. Coming up right here on radio.dominican.edu. We do hope that you'll stay with us for that one. That should be a huge game. All right, we'll see you then. Radio.dominican.edu.
Head coach Brett Mitchell, welcome you to the stadium.
Whoa, that ain't right.
Stewart, this is head coach Brett Mitchell.